Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 10, verses starting from 1 to 12. Book of Jeremiah chapter 10, verses from 1 to 12. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman, with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright, like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Inasmuch as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all the kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. Silver is beaten into plates. It is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. The work of the craftsman and of the hands of the metalsmith, blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. Hallelujah. Amen. God is the greatest authority both in heaven and earth. There are people who believe in the customs, the tradition of the Gentiles. They create carved images, name them, and plate them with silver and gold and worship them. And the scripture is ridiculing such people. It is a mockery, and there is no need that you have to worship a carved image or a wooden idol or an idol made with stone. For they are mute, they cannot speak, they cannot hear what you say, they cannot walk on their own, they cannot see, they are blind. Neither they can do any good, nor do any harm. So they are futile. The Lord God in His majesty, He speaks about the futility of mankind, the sins that are engulfing, the abominations the people are filled with, the transgressions that the people are running towards in the day-to-day life. When the Lord God Almighty is a living God, people have turned their hearts towards idols which are non-living. God does not like adultery. Idolatry is a sin. It's not just a sin, it is a transgression, it is an abomination which God hates, which irritates God. In one of the Ten Commandments, this is one important commandment which the Lord gave to Moses and to the Israelites. You shall not worship any other gods. When the Lord God Almighty, who is the creator of this universe, who had established the world by His wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. He has made the earth by his power. To such a great and true God, what is the offering that you are making? Are you worshipping him? How much are you separated from the truth? For you lack truth. You are ignorant. You lack the truth of God. Rather than worshipping the Creator, you are worshipping the creation. You call a stone by its name. You keep a name for a stone and you worship them. You're carving a wood. You're cutting a tree and carving it. And you're carrying it. Then you call it with a name and you worship it. Which is insane, the Lord says. For verse 10, but the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. Nobody can stand before the indignation and wrath of God. For the idols that you make of your hand are futile. They're helpless. They're helpless, and also the people who worship them, who go behind those idols, are also helpless. It's a sad, long face that the Lord is looking at such people, for they do not have future. The worshippers of mute idols. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Amen. What will you say to those idols that are hopeless? That the people who worship them in vain, what you will say to them? You will say that they perish from the face of the earth. For God is the one who created. Lord Almighty is a creator. He laid the foundation of the earth and had at his voice the entire world will tremble. Earth will tremble at his voice. And he is powerful enough to cause calamity, to bring disaster upon the world. He is authoritative. He is powerful. He is mightier. He is glorious. He lives in a place. He lives in marvelous light that none can enter. None can see him. God is most holy. The Lord God of hosts is most holy and most powerful God. Turn away from the futility, the ways of the Gentiles, and know the truth. That is, Jesus Christ is the living. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, and he can give you a life. God wants you to return to him. Return to him from futility. God says that is vain. There is no hope in idols. For idols cannot see. They cannot speak. They can't listen to whatever you cry or weep. They cannot hold your hand and lift you up. They can't walk. They need to be carried. They have been silver coated by your hands. Gold coated. Gold plated. For what purpose? Why? God says that I am living. I am a living God. I am a true God. But the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. Verse number 6 says, but they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. It's a worthless doctrine. God doesn't even want to consider it as something. He calls it as a worthless doctrine. Why are you going behind it? What makes you to turn towards idol and call it as God? What is making you? The Lord, who is the creator of this universe, is a prayer answering God. He answers your prayers. He listens to your cries. He says that I will wipe away your tears. He says that I am the true light. I'm the true God. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm life. All those who trust me, they shall have life. They will have a hope, a future, an eternal life. Hence, dear brothers and sisters, share the word of God. Share the word of God. Enlighten your brothers and sisters. Enlighten your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues. Enlighten them by the word that the Lord speaks. Let them know the salvation of God through Jesus Christ. There is hope. And He is powerful enough to save us from second death. Idols are worthless. There is no hope in idols. All those who trust and worship them are just futile, and they have vain hope. Their hope is in vain. Let us turn back from anything that is stopping us. Let us turn back from our beliefs that are insane. For the object of faith should be stronger than your belief. But here the object of your faith is weak and is worthless. So the prayers or the tears that you make, how much ever you cry, you wouldn't have any help. You wouldn't receive anything in return. But when you come to God, when you come to the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, and cry to Him and speak to Him, He will answer your prayers. He will listen to you, and they will talk to you. He will talk to you. It's the living God, and He speaks. Hallelujah. Taste and see that God is good. Taste and see that His salvation is great and glorious. God bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.